Today's daf, the latter part of the daf, discussed the sugya of Shemitah's Ksafim, discussed the sugya of Prusbo, and really, it also discussed the sugya of Shemitah Bizmanazeh. So I think it's kedai just to extrapolate from today's daf something that comes up in many, many sugyas Ashas, and that is the inyan of Shvius Bizmanazeh, specifically from the standpoint of Shemitah's Ksafim, but not exclusively from the standpoint of Shemitah's Ksafim. So we know there's a big shaila whether Shemitah Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, is it Noyeg Midei Raisa, or is it only Noyeg Midei Rabbana? Now there's tremendous, tremendous nafkaminas. In our sugya, the nafkaminas were in the world of Shemitah's Ksafim, but the bigger nafkaminas are in the world of Shemitah's Karka. Because Kiyadua, in the last 150 years from the time that Yidden began resettling the land, so there were different eitzes that different Gedolei Yisrael came up for the farmers to try to be able to survive the Shemitah year, considering that there's Isurei Deiraisa from working the land. And the most prominent eitzah was a Shtar Mechira. So people use Shtar Mechira in different geschäften, in different businesses. And the question was, is there an eitzah to come up with a Shtar Mechira? So again, this is a sugi that's Rechavim Yama, it's not today's daf at all. But at the same time, at the core of the Shaila, of whether we could be Soymech on a Shtar Mechira, and could we rely on different kulas, is Shmita Bizman Hazeh Deiraisa and Shmita Bizman Hazeh Derabban. And that is today's daf. So I just think it's kedai, just to see what came out from learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. So, if somebody asked you after learning today's daf, is Shvius Bizman Hazeh Deiraisa or is Shvius Bizman Hazeh Derabbana? I think you could do a basic back of the envelope cheshbon. You would say as follows. You would say the Mishnah said that Hillel was Misakin Prozbul. And then we had a problem. How is Hillel able to be Misakin Prozbul? Or Mia Kamidi, the Medeiraisa Meshamta Shvius, the Hiskin Hillel. How is Hillel able to make a takana that violated Pesukim in the Torah, Parshas Re'eh, the whole parsha of Shemitah's Ksafen? Amar Abaya, Abaya said, it's not Shver, because Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbana. And Rebbe holds that there's a hekesh between Shemitah's Ksafen and Shemitah's Karka. So if Shemitah's Karka Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, so too Shemitah's Ksafim is also going to be the Rabbanan. Oh, Shemitah's Ksafim is only the Rabbanan, so it's not a kasha how Hillel was able to do what he did, because he's not being oiker a mitzvah Shemitah Deirai, so all he's being oiker is a mitzvah Shemitah Midrabbanan. Now Rashi spoke out that maybe Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, but how is Shvius in the times of Hillel, the Rabbanan? Hillel lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone agrees that Kitcha Shnia was Kitcha L'Shaita. The Shaila is if it was Kitcha L'Asalavai. So for sure there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. That means at that time Shvius for sure was Deiraisa. So even if there's a hekesh between Shemitah's Ksafim and Shemitah's Karka, but for sure L'chura Shemitah was Deiraisa. So Rashi quotes a Yerushalmi that says that Mitzvah Shemitah is also Iskish to Mitzvah's Yoiv. And the only time Shemitah is Noig Midei Raisa is when Yovel is Noig Midei Raisa. And being that there was no Yovel Bizman Bayesheni, so Hillel held there was no Shemitah Bizman Bayesheni either. In other words, this is a two-prong attack. You have Mitzvah Shemitah's Karka, which is Iskish to Yovel. And you have Shemitah's Ksofen, which was Iskish to Shemitah's Karka. But the bottom line is, even in the times of Hillel, Hazokin, who lived in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitah's Ksofen was the Rabbanon. Why? Because Shemitah's Karka was the Rabbanon? Why was Shemitah's Karka mid the Rabbanon? Because Yovel was a Noyik, I mean that Yovel was a Noyik, so therefore Hillel was able to go and Hillel was able to be Mesach and Prozbul. Rav said a different teretz. Rav had a different mahalach in understanding how Hillel was able to be Mesach and Prozbul. Rav's mahalach was Hefker Bezdin Hefker. As we mentioned, the daft was Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to understand Rav in a deeper way. Rashi said that Rav is coming to be Miyashiv, the Gemara's original kasha. How is Hillel able to be Masak and Prozbul? Aye, it's a Deiraisa. Abaya's teretz is Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabban. Rav's teretz is that La'olam, it could be Hillel held that Shemitah is Noyig Medeiraisa, but at the same time, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And being that we're dealing with a mominous related din, even though it involves Dina Deiraisa and Isura Deiraisa, but really every mominous involves Isura Deiraisa, which Zigzo, right? So it always is Negei Dina Deiraisa. And Afal Pikin, there's a halach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So Rav is the second teretz of the Sugyo. And Rav says that being that Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so therefore Hillel was able to go ahead and Hillel was able to be Masakin. But Tosfos Chaylik. Tosfos says that when and Rava said Hefke Bez and Hefke. Rava wasn't coming to explain how Hillel was able to make his Ikra Takana Prusbal, but rather what Rava was coming to say was that Benegeya, the second kasha that the Gemara asked in the Cheshbon HaSugya, that how could there even be a concept of a Shmita de Rabbanon? Isn't that also a violation of a person's rights? For that, Rava answered, Hefke Bez and Hefke. Abavos is negay the Ikka Shaila of how could Hill be Masakim Prosbol if Midday Raisid is a parish of Shemitah? There was only one teretz, and it was the teretz of Abaya, that Rava's Nichatu. And that is, it's working with Shnitas Rebbe, who holds that Shemitah Bismanazez Midday Rabbanon. So the bottom line is, if you do the recap, we paskin that there's something called Prosbol. That means Hill's Takana goes down with Dairis as being a real takana. It's pasha, right? You didn't make prosbols. So we paskin prosbol. Does that say anything as it relates to whether Shemitah b'zmanazeh is deiraisa or Shemitah b'zmanazeh is derabana? It's telling the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Abaya held that prosbol is proof that Shvi'is Bismarazah is the Rabbanah. And just to be clear, Sai Shmita's Ksofim is Sai Shmita's Karka. Because the whole Makart of Shmita's Ksofim being the Rabbanah would be Shmita's Karka. If Shmita's Karka is Deiraisa, Shmita's Ksofim is also going to be Deiraisa. Alu Rishoyin Amanu with Staron, what does Shmita's Ksofim have to do with Beis HaMikdash? It's a mitzvah she'enot tluyabar. It's only because it's Iskish to Shmita's Karka. So according to Abaya, for the fact that there's a Takana Prusbal, that's a Raya Berura, she'en all of Tshuva, that Shvi'is Bismarazah is the Rabbanah. According to Rava, it's not. The emes is, if there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, even though we had one of the exceptions the other day, but usually we paskin like Rava. I mean, usually we paskin like Rava. So I think that the way you would walk away from today's daf, again, just learning daf yoimidik, is the halach is probably going to be like Rava, and there's no hechrich whatsoever that he'll held like Rebbe that Shvi'is Bismarazah says the Rabbanu. La'olam, it could be held that Shvi'is is Deiraisa, Shmitas Ksofim is Deiraisa, or Behefke Bez and Hefke. No, because it's telling the machlokes of Ivera. But according to Tosfos, there's only one mahalach had to answer the original kasha of the Gemara. And that's Abaye's teretz. That we're going according to Rebbe that holds that Shmitas Ksofim is the Rabbanah. If that's the case, from the halach of Prusbul, it would be muchach that Shvi'is Bismanazah is the Rabbanah. Just to bring it out with one more knetch, a little more jump. And that is, it sounds like from our sugi there was a machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim where the Shvi'is b'zmanazeh is deiraisa, Shvi'is b'zmanazeh is derabbanan. Right? Someone asked it. Shmita noig b'zmanazeh deiraisa, Shmita noig b'zmanazeh derabbanan. Right? This was a huge deal last year. Right? If somebody asks you that question, so you would say, Rebbe has a shita. Rebbe is in Gittin Lamed Vav. It's also by Katan Daf Beis. Rebbe has a shita. Shvi'is b'zmanazeh is derabbanan. Sounds like the Chachamim are probably chaylik. Halach k'Rebbe mechaveroi. So I think just Muscharishi would say that Allah is probably not like Rebbe. Yeah, it's Rebbe Shita. And as much as Rebbe is Rebbe Nuakadish, Rebbe Danasi, V'chulei, V'chulei, Abba Halacha Karebi, only Mechavei Rav, V'loi Mechavei Rav. What comes out from the Sugya, however, is that it could be Hillel's Takana was predicated on Shita's Rebbe. And if Hillel's Takana is predicated on Shita's Rebbe, then it's not just Rebbe, it's Hillel Azokin. Hillel Azokin. Prusbol, we know we paskin that, and if that's the case, then it would come out already that the halacha is that Shvi'is Bismanazeh is the Rabbah. So what's the bottom line? It's an often halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's actually zero suspense. The Mechaber is in Choshe Mishpat, it's in Simen Samech Zayin, that's where Dinei Shmita are mentioned. It's a Choshe Mishpat, the Gesugya, because of Shmita's Ksofim. And the Mechaber says as follows, Ein Shmita's Ksofim, Leihagais Ben HaToyro, Ela Bisman Shehayoyvel Noyeg. That's a Lashon HaRambam that we did not discuss. Umidivrei Soifrim, so Shmitas Ksofim is not noig b'zman azeh midai raisa. It's only midirabonon that it's noig. Zok devil nagoy in a bir agro. Hey, gittin la midvav amid aleph. V'rova leipolago leo da abaya b'ha. K'may shakos of tois v'sham. Divrei amaschol mi. V'chein tsoivir ha-rambam sham alochet ha-zayin. V'ayin kesef mishnah. Zok devil nagoy. And what's the makar to the shitas ha-mechaber? It's tois v'san arsugi. The way Tosfos learned the sugya that there was never a machlokes Abaye v'Rava had to answer the first kasha in the Gemara, so it comes out the whole takon of his of Hillel, the whole takon of Prusbul was predicated on Shmita's Ksofim being midrabanan. If it's predicated on Shmita's Ksofim being midrabanan, so it comes out says the Shulchan Aruch, it's davar pashut, it's not a question. Shmita's Ksofim is the Rabbanan. Now the Goyin says that even though this is what the Mechaber said, you ready? Oh, but it's the like Ka'arayvit Sham. It's not like the Raivin. in Perek Tes, Hilchos Shemitah, Halacha Tes Zayin, the Rashi Sham on Amid Beis, which Rashi? Rashi, who learned that Rava was a second teretz to the original Kasha, because like Rashi, it's really a machlokes abayev the Rava, where the hill is going, alibid the Rebbe, alibid the Chachamim, and Halacha is going to be like Rava. The Ramban and the Sefer Aschus, the Sfir Luhu, what do they hold? Halacha Kirabanan. Because really, whether or not Shvius Bezmana says that Eisei Rabbanan should come down to how do you understand Rav? This is what Mamish, the whole tumult and Mamish, you can't imagine the level of controversy that's associated with this Shail of Shvius Bezmana says that Eisei Rabbanan. It's from the Sugi Zayim Brumah Shalayim. It comes down to Poshib Shad, how to learn a Gemara. It always does. And how to understand Rav. Is Rav a second teretz to the first Kasha? That's where Rashi learned the Sugiya. If that's the case, no Shtam Rechir. Ilu, right? Or is Rava not a second teretz to the first kasha? He's a second teretz to the second kasha. Obisunado ain't teretz to the original kasha. It's a bias teretz that Hill's Takana Prusbel is working with. It's predicated on the halacha of Shvius Bezman Azaz the Rabbanon. Well, if Hill holds Shvius Bezman Azaz the Rabbanon and Prusbel's predicated on that, and we have Prusbel's Bezman Ainu, so how's anybody going to be chayluk with that? And if Shvitas Ksofim's the Rabbanon means Shvitas Karkas the Rabbanon, so if that's the case, that's what should come out. And that is the first Bir Agra, L'shoyne Yazov, here in Simon Samach Zayin, where he speaks at this Nakuda, this grace of Shailas, Tolin, this Machal Yuzrash and Toysis, right here in our Sugya. So just to fast forward, literally, to millennia. And that is one of the very, very important Mar Mekoymes in the Sugya of Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi is in Chelek Gimel, it's in Siman Aleph. It's really learning up today's Daf Be'ilon, if you want to go through the Shtickel. And it's all the different Shitas HaRishonim, Cheshvi, starts off Cheshvening Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and the Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So if you want to learn a little more, the Iyun, today's Daf, it's a beautiful, beautiful Nifla de Gemara Makom. Now, it's very, very long. It's 40 pages long. Abul Amaisa, at the end, the Beis HaLevi, and got involved a little bit in what was going on at that time. And that is, Yidden was settling Eretz Yisrael, like we mentioned earlier, and there was a lot of raid about Yidden have to keep Shvius, they don't have to keep Shvius, and is it the Reis, is it the Rabbanon being soymich on different kulas? I mean, you have to keep Shvius, but the question is, maybe even the Rabbani can be soymich on different kulas, and this is what was going on, and the Beis HaLevi starts referencing different journals, doesn't call out anybody by name, but he mentions that there were different makilim that he saw, and the Beis HaLevi goes through this Indian. So it's a very, very interesting the Beis HaLevi. It's a deadly toich devar, if he quotes his son. He says that he was discussing this inyan with his son, Ubni Harav Chayim Mivolozhin Sheichir, referring to we know as Reb Chaim Briske. At the time, Reb Chaim was Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. But Al Kaponim, so he says he was discussing with Ubni Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, and he writes that Reb Chaim told him, Omar li Dover Nochin. Incidentally, that Dover Nochin that Reb Chaim told his father, the Beis HaLevi, is in Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi al Rambam Barichos. The Beis HaLevi gave a skama on that Reb Chaim, he said it's a Dover Nochin. Ayin Shom. Abul Amaisna, just one interesante zach, and that is, Beis HaLevi said, if you hold Shvius Bezman Azaz the Rabbanon, what would be the pshat? So he makes a sikum, it's negeya his cheshbonus, but he makes a sikum and he says, if you go through the Rishonim, there's three reasons why Shvius Bezman Azaz would be the Rabbanon. I'm talking about Shvius, Shmita's karka. Shmita's ksafim is always going to be istish. But in terms of Shmita's karka, three different reasons from the Rishonim why Shvius Bezman Azaz would be the Rabbanon. The first is, Rashi said in the Sugya, and that is because Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashaita Veloy Kitchel Lassal Lavi, and Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchel Lashaita Veloy Kitchel Lassal Lavi. So, Nachta Chorben, yeah, we mean now Bezman Hazen, not the times of Hill, today, in the 19th century. So, it's Pashit, it's Loy Kitchel Lassal Lavi. If that's the case, Shvius Bezman Hazen would be the Rabbana. You have the Yerushalmi that Rashi quoted, and that is that Shemitah's Tali and Yoivel. So, if there's no Yoivel today, that's obvious. So, based on that, there would be no Shemitah either. In other words, even if Kedusha Shni would be Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Lassal Lavoi, Obsidah did that if there's no Yoivo, so then you don't have any Kedusha Shvius either. But there's a third Makar. The third Makar is the Shita Sarammam. Now, we spoke about the Shita Sarammam, and we posted a whole bunch of related raid bites on this Shita Sarammam. The Rammam has a very, very Meforsim Diga Shita as it relates to the Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz. The Ikar Rammam is in the end of the first parak of Hilchos Trumas, where the Rammam says like this, Ha Truma Bizman Azeh. This is in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Truma b'zman azeh is only midrabbanan. Incidentally, the Rambam shita is that kedusha shniyah was kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalave. It's the Rambam shita, but the Rambam holds truma b'zman azeh is the rabbanan, even though it's kitchel l'asalave, because the Rambam holds even b'zman abayis, even when it was kitchel l'shaita, truma was only midrabbanan. Why? She'ein locha truma shel teira ela be'eretz Yisrael, because the only time this truma midrabbanan is in Eretz Yisrael u'b'zman she'yeh kol Yisrael sham, and at the time when Gans Klal Yisrael is there. But if you don't have Gans Klal Yisrael there, then the halacha is there's no truma deiraisa. Shenemar kisavayu bias kulchem. It means bias kulchem kshahaya birusha rishayna ukumayshein asidim lachse birusha shlishes. So this is Dvar Matikim, that Reb Chaim that the Beis Halevi said bni Reb Chaim Voloshin said a davar nachayim davar hagun. It was referring to this Reb Chaim in Sefer Vadvar Matikim. But the bottom line is the Rambam has a new shita. The Rambam shita is that all the mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz are totally in bias kulchem. If roiv of Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, so then there's bias, then you have bias kulchem, and if you have bias kulchem and maybe roiv of Klal Yisrael, then you're going to have all the mitzvah tluyos baretz. But if you don't have roiv of the yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, then you're not going to have the mitzvah tluyos baretz. So when we learned Masechtas Yevamos, Perek Aharon, all those sugyas, we went into this mamish be'arucha. We spoke at the time that there was a major machloikis between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. What would happen if the demographics changed? And according to the pollsters, it seems like they're actually changing in real time. And the question is, would that have an impact in halacha? Meaning, if the demographics change, and now all of a sudden, Reiv of the Yidden would be living in Eretz Yisrael, would that make a difference? Reb Chaim held it wouldn't make a difference. It's like, kum dois for Reb Chaim and Sefer. We said at the time, this is a very big brisk of kula. But Reb Chaim, it sounds like, from his shtickle and sefer holds, it wouldn't help because the tanai of bias kulchem was a tanai that had to happen at the time of the kivush, at the time that they actually conquered the land. But the fact that it changes later wouldn't make a difference. Chazon Ish was mechulik with this Reb Chaim. But the bottom line is that this Rambam is a third makar and a third reason to say that Shemitah b'zman hazeh would be noyig midrabbanan. So either because Kedusha is like Kitchel Asalavai, right? Or it's based on the fact that Shemitah is Iskish Li'ayvel, or based on the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam holds that for all the mitzvahs at Tluyas Baretz, the Rabbi Shvius, which is before in the Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Abchira, Ayin Sham, that all the mitzvahs at Tluyas Baretz are totally in Bias Kulchem, so being that you don't build Bias Kulchem as Marazeh, it would be the Rabban. But the Beis Halevi said, a Nifladiga Nafkamina. So I'll tell you a Nafkamina lahalacha between these three times. It's a Charifos. He said the nafkamina would be, on a simple level, before the charifas, bizman abayis. Bizman bayis shein. Was Shemitah noyig midei reisa, or was Shemitah not noyig midei reisa? It's totally in these three times. According to the first time, according to the reason that Shemitah today is only midrabanan, because loy kitchel asalava, okay, bizman abayis, it was kitchel ashait. However, according to the time that Rashi brings B'Shem to Yerushalmi, that is a hekish to Yoyevah, B'Zman Bayesheni, there was no Yoyevah. Or according to the Rama says beforeish, that B'Zman Bayesheni, the halachas of Shemitah weren't noyeg. So, said the Beis Halevi, it would come out of nafkamina l'halacha, whether or not Shemitah was noyeg midday raisa, about midrabanim, but midday raisa, B'Zman Bayesheni. Says the Beis Halevi, l'fiz, I'm going to tell you a dover nachar. That is, there's a pasuk in the beginning of Nehemiah. Everything comes together. Chaim and Sefer, the pasuk in Nehemiah. So this is a pasuk in Nehemiah. Perek Yud. So in today's daf, we quoted Ezra Perek Yud. That's one of the two makaris in the Gemara, to Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. This is not Ezra Perek Yud. This is Nehemiah Perek Yud. So this is the same context. But daf mechazik zayin the Yidden. Because the matzniv is mamish terrible. So the Yidden, they come together, and there's bechias. It's halogu boichem, valogu boichem. It's a maimid nifla that's going on in Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says that the Yidden, they got together and they said, you know, the tzaros are so bad right now. It's so bad. Merubin tzarchei amcha. The matziv was very, very difficult for the Jews. There was anias, and there were oivim, kutim. A lot of bad things were going on. Ubechol zois. But stating all that, anachnu kursin amona. V'koisvin, we're going to be mekabel that we're going to do the mitzvahs. V'alachosim, sorenu, levienu, kayanenu. And he goes on with agan sarichas. And then they start talking about specific mitzvahs that they're going to be mekabel. We're going to divorce all the nashim nachrias. We're going to start keeping Shabbos. One pasuk, you ready? V'amei ha'oretz, ha'mevien es ha'makochis, v'chol shever b'yeim ha'shabbos limkar, lo'y nigach mehem ha'shabbos. We're not going to buy anything on Shabbos anymore. U'b'yoyim kodesh, on the holy day. V'nitosh es ha'shona ha'shvias. And we're going to keep Shemitah, umashe kol yad. And we're not going to collect, there's no prusbul yet. But we're not going to collect any money when it comes to Shemitah. We'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Yishom Elocha Pen Yehudov Vavcha B'Lialim. So one of the mitzvahs that the Pasuk says that Nechemya was mechazik with them and that the Yidu were mekabel was the mitzvah of Shemitah. So the Beis HaLevi said like this. He said that this Kabbalah right now, this Shemitah, what was this Shemitah? Was this Shemitah Deraisa? Was this Shemitah Derabbanan? When they said we're going to keep Shemitah, it's totally in the three taimim for why Shvius Bezman Azez Derabbanan. Again, the old Shvius Bezman Azez Deraisa, we're not having this conversation. But we're going if Shvius Bezman Azez Derabbanan. L'chair, it's totally in the three taimim of why Shvius Bezman Azez would be Derabbanan. If Shvius Bezman Azez Derabbanan, because Loi Kitchel Asadavoy, that means then it was Kitchel Ashaita, Shvius was Deraisa. So what were the Yidim Mekabel in this Pasek? They were Makabel Shemitah Deraisa. A belated Tzve under a Mahalchin. The Yerushalmi that Rashi quotes in today's Daf and the Shittas HaRambam, where even Bizman by Yesheni, where it wasn't Bias Kolchem, right, that's what's going on in those Pesukim. It's Lehedyana Bias Kolchem, 42 some odd thousand Yidin. But no one else went. So it comes out, what's the Shemitah really? That Shemitah's a Shemitah Derabbanan. So says the Beis HaLevi, it comes out Azoy. That means if this Shemitah was a Shemitah Derabbanan, that means our Shemitah Derabbanan, that farmers are being noyig in the 21st century in Eretz Yisrael, it's the same Shemitah of Nechemya Perek Yud, because nothing changed since then. If that's the case, it comes out Shemitah Derabbanan Bizman Azeh is not just the regular Derabbanan. It's Divrei Kabbalah. And he says, the Gemara says, Divrei Kabbalah is in today's daf, Gittin Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, the first sugya, Deiraisahu. So says the Beis HaLevi, that this leichkeit, this kalus, that I'm seeing people are saying, that Shemitah Bezman Azeh is the Rabbanan, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, even though Ladri Shoinim, don't hold that way, Abit Lamaisa, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, could be this is not a regular the Rabbanan. It's Ken Gar Zayin, this is a Divrei Kabbalah. It's really totally in the Rishoinim. And Lloyd Rishoinim, he says, it could be, it's Taka, it's a Divrei Kabbalah, it's a Pasuk in the Chem, the goyness of it. It's a pasuk in the chev. Vinitoy she sashana ashvius umasha kol yad. Now it's in Divrei Kabbalah. Or once it's in Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah already has dinah deraisa. He says not just that. It could be this was like a Kabbalah was done in the tzura of a bris. Could be it should be loy gara from a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon that the Noyib Yehuda already said has dinah deraisa. So it just got upgraded from a regular din derabbanan to a Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe the koyach of cherem, the Kabbalah of a neder shehud de berabim. You can go in different uschois, but the bottom line is a regular rabbanan. It's not lecheretz divrei kabbalah, and based on that, they'd be mocking to say that maybe this should be a din da'iraisa.